Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Rick Lepsinger back on the show. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member, president of On Point Consulting, co-author of a number of books, and author of Closing the Execution Gap. That's your new one, right, Rick?
That's it. That's right. Thanks.
All right. So, well, Rick, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
Where have you been? We've missed you.
I know. I've been around. I was saying it's been a busy summer.
I know. It's good to have you back. So I promised the audience that you would help us improve our performance as not only as managers, but I want you, because all of us are managers. We have to be managers. We open the door as a manager. We turn the lights on as a manager. We pick up the phone as a manager. So that's automatic. That's one of those things that doesn't have to be remembered. It remembers itself.
Right.
But being the CEO of our company is something that doesn't remember itself. We have to intentionally step into the role, dedicate the time, commit the effort, and the patience and the courage to be the CEO of the company, which is different from being the manager. So
yeah.
As we're talking about these performance improvement factors, you've got eight of them for us. Let's talk about that, not only as a manager, but also what would it look like to the CEO?
I think the point you're making is right around really how do you focus on improving the performance of your business overall. And I think the thing we were going to talk about today, because that's a fairly broad topic, is one of the primary tools that a leader or a business owner has to make that happen, which is their performance management system overall. And again, that's where you set goals for individuals and provide them with feedback and, you know, rate their and evaluate their performance. And historically, that system has been in place mostly to encourage managers to give feedback. And I think over the years, we've lost sight that it's really a tool to manage the business. It's not just about giving feedback. It's not just about motivating employees. It's about driving business objectives and business needs. So it really becomes one of your primary tools to make that happen, no matter how big your business is, big or small. It's the primary mechanism for making that happen.
So what's the first thing we should focus on?
Well, I think the primary thing is just the mindset, and just to make sure that the anyone in your organization who is supervising or managing others really appreciates that this idea of giving ongoing feedback and regular feedback is about the business. It's not just about motivating individuals, and it's not just about developing people, although that's a very important piece of it. So when they set performance targets and make that part of the performance management system, so it should be, it should give a little teeth to the performance target. You know, you're setting the goal, and you're really saying, I will monitor and measure your performance, and your salary increase and bonus will be based on your performance. But you're documenting all of that, and the performance.
Let me say this, Rick, this has to be said. Some of the things you're talking about right now is just not going to happen in a small business.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I just have to say, we've got to find a way to do some of this stuff in a way that makes it, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we don't have an HR department that's going to be monitoring all this, and we don't have forms. We don't have,
and we
don't even have the inclination.
That's exactly the point. And it's not about the form, and it's not about an HR department. It's about being clear and explicit about expectations. And it's about regularly giving performance feedback and holding people accountable.
Not waiting, till the end of the year or whatever.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and I agree with that. So what you're saying is, it has to, one place it has to start is making sure that when we hire somebody, that we know what we're hiring for. A lot of people bring on a new employee, they don't even know the job description they're hiring the person for. They couldn't even, and then the person shows up and they can't succeed because nobody, there's not a clear picture of why we brought them on board.
It's about setting expectations. I was thinking about it before the call and related to the small business side. And again, let's just say a pizzeria, which is not necessarily a giant business, but you still want to set clear expectations for food handling, for customer service in terms of how you engage the customer. But you want to document that, and you want to hold people accountable for it. So if you're saying, I've got a good employee who's doing a good job, what do you base that on? It's not just your general sense or impression. How do you establish a culture of your company?
Hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Rick Lipson here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.